Welcome to the second episode of our third season of Shit My Soul Says.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome. Today we're going to talk about a real fun topic.
The election.
Oh, have you heard about it? It's a little hot potato.
Which, okay, granted, this episode is going to be coming out probably in December. Yeah. So it's going to be old news by the time this comes out.
The thing is right now with Trump is every day is new news.
Exactly.
So it's not going to be like, oh yeah, that was so a month ago. It was like, oh, those ladies don't have any idea what happened in the last month.
Right.
That's actually what's going to happen. But yeah, we wanted to talk about it from a metaphysical and spiritual perspective.
Exactly.
Particularly being spiritual people, how we're interpreting, how we're navigating it, how we're living all of the storm that's about to transpire on this episode.
Yeah, so let's take a quick break from that topic and go into our weekly woo.
Welcome to Shit My Soul Says, a podcast about all things woo. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Rosalie, and we are obsessed with anything having to do with alternative spirituality.
And we want to share our obsession with you, because woo is fun, but it's more fun with friends. I'm a reincarnation coach and energy worker.
And I'm a practicing witch, so we've been around the woo block a time or two.
Mm-hmm. Each episode, we will be digging into a different topic, from tarot to third eyes to energy healing.
We'll share our personal experiences and offer you practical advice for your own practice.
So whether you're new to all of this or queen of the pagans,
that's me.
Everybody is welcome.
No witch card needed. This is inclusive woo. We just want to laugh with you, learn with you,
and talk about some woo shit with you. So let's do that. Let's talk about Shit My Soul Says. Okay, let's get started. Before we dive into that little hot potato, I said that before. Before we dive into that little casserole.
That potato casserole.
That potato casserole. Taking the hot potato and made it into a casserole.
Delicious.
Delicious. We're going to do our weekly woo.
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 Jillian, what's your weekly woo?
Well, do we want to tell them what the weekly woo is first?
Sure.
Why not?
Jillian, what is the weekly woo?
The weekly woo is the time where we talk about some woo shit that we've gotten up to over the past week or two that has made a real little spiritual impact on our life. That's what I had to say. Do you want to add to that?
No, that's beautiful.
Great.
That was very eloquently summed.
Oh, I'm so eloquent. Rosalie, I want to hear what your weekly woo is.
Sure. So I actually have two tiny ones.
Okay.
So the first one is that I saw a meme. So it could be very, very, very not true, just to put that out there.
Okay.
But it
asterisk.
Said it said that the name Dennis comes from Dionysus.
Oh.
And
I like it.
I like that. Dionysus, for those of you who don't know, is kind of our deity that we call on for the show.
He's our patron deity.
And something that I always disliked about the name Dennis was that Dennis spelled backwards is sinned.
Ooh, I never thought about that.
Right?
Yes.
And I kind of love the fact now that Dennis spelled backwards is sinned, because Dionysus is kind of like a god of things that would be considered sinful in certain other cultures.
Like sex orgies.
Exactly.
And theater.
And drinking to excess.
All of those things. I like that. That was a good one.
Yeah, so that's my little first one.
Little nugget.
My second weekly woo is that I have a meditation app on my phone, and when I'm relaxing or falling asleep, I'll often put on music from this app or a meditation from this app. And there was one day when I was like, I have to take a nap. I just feel exhausted.
Mm.
And I put on some music, and instead of falling asleep, my chakras started to balance themselves. And I don't remember which song it was. So that's kind of a bummer. But I was like, woo!
Oh.
As my chakras just like, it started from my root chakra and just like went all the way up. And I, when I was finished, like it was an unintentional meditation.
All right.
I didn't nap. but I felt so much more rejuvenated and ready to take on the day. So I thought that was kind of a fun,
a little
surprise.
A little sneak attack chakra alignment.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's good. I like that.
So what about your weekly woo?
Okay, I got a weekly woo for you.
Great.
I've saved this one up for you.
You saved it.
Yeah, I did. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
So to give a little bit of context, the day that we're recording this is, it's in mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, we're talking about the election. But also what happened not too long ago was Halloween.
Yes.
And also the Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, right?
Yeah.
And as you may know, as I believe you know, I like to celebrate the different turnings of the Wheel of the Year, mm-hmm. right? The pagan Wheel of the Year, just because I really like to acknowledge the seasons and like be connected to the earth and just have that sense of celebration and get a little special Starbucks drink for myself. It's a whole experience.
That's right. I'd forgotten about your seasonal Starbucks.
Yes, I got my seasonal Starbucks drink. So one of the things that I like to do on Dia de los Muertos is, Dia de los Muertos. Anyway, so I like to play some music to honor the people that have passed on in my life.
Yeah.
And I lit some candles and I first played Memories by Maroon 5.
I don't know that song.
Oh, well, it's a song. I'm not going to sing it to you.
Oh.
You can, this is a popular song. Anyway, he wrote it when somebody he had known had passed over, and it's kind of like this, we're having a drink to you sort of
okay.
song. So I listened to that and thought about my mother who had passed away. You know, she was on hospice anyway, so I was there with her every day as she was on hospice, and I thought about my ex-boyfriend who had passed away and people that had passed away in my life, as one does when they're having this moment.
Right.
And then I asked Alexa, because I've got an Alexa, I asked Alexa to play the Beatles In My Life, because that's another one that's all about memories.
Mm-hmm.
And so Alexa said, playing the Beatles In My Life. And then she proceeded to play Elvis's Are You Lonesome Tonight? Now here's the thing.
Okay.
My mother was a huge Elvis fan. And every day on hospice, as I would leave her, I would play Elvis for her.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah, I bawled.
Oh, your mom came to say hello.
She did. It was 100% my mom. I mean, and when you listen to the lyrics, I mean, it was perfect. And then every song after that was like the Beatles, right? So it's just like this little... Because literally, Alexa said, I'm playing the Beatles in my life.
I love that.
Yeah, that was my weekly woo. I was like crying, but then I was also like, this is a great weekly woo.
Thanks, Mom.
It was like a lot of emotions happening at once. But I just thought it was really magical because, you know, spirits can work through our music to communicate with us.
So. Yeah, spirits can work through technology.
Yeah, they can. Anyway, that was my weekly woo. It was a real woo one, too.
That's so, mine feels so like,
That was beautiful.
Yeah, no.
We don't need to compare our woo.
We don't judge woo.
No, all woo is good woo.
All woo is good woo.
All woo is good woo.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's get to the meaty topic.
Yeah.
The meaty potato casserole topic of our next president.
Yeah, so.
Trump.
Our country elected Trump, and it was both via the popular vote and the electoral vote. So really, we can't say he didn't really win.
No, you can't really say that.
He really won.
He really won. And here's disclaimer, shocker, we're both liberal.
I mean, yeah.
Neither of us voted for Trump. I'm gonna make that assumption
you're adding it.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, so do know that that's the perspective we're coming from. I am assuming if you're watching this, probably on the same page.
But
if not, that's, you know, you're here for it too.
You made a choice.
You made a choice. And we're going to talk about what we think is going to unravel.
Yeah.
In the years to come.
Yeah. Who knows? We don't, but we can certainly talk about it.
I have from a spiritual perspective and metaphysical, like what I think is going on energetically.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Okay.
That we'll cover.
So, Jillian, I'm curious to know what your thoughts are. Do you believe or think that the choice that was made was something that was spiritually destined to happen, or that, you know, was like part of a grander scheme or picture?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes and no. Was it destined? Not necessarily. We have free will. There are choices. Yeah. Up until the moment, it could have gone either way. However, I do think there is a larger picture that mediums and psychics and astrologers, etc., have been talking about. I've been hearing it for the last several years, that we're coming up into this point where there's a storm. And here's one of my clues. You know, I'm going to talk about Lee Harris. he does an energy update for the year.
Okay.
And he said for 2025, the theme was strength, that we were going to be developing strength. And I was like, I don't like the sound of that. I know that you develop strength when things are hard.
That's true.
So there's been all of this talking about that there's this dismantling that's going to happen. That's one of the things that I've, you know, been hearing about for a few years, that there's this dismantling and then a rebuilding that will happen. And in the rebuilding is going to be really beautiful and glorious and lovely and amazing, that this new world we're going to be able to create, and that a lot of people are turning on energetically, they're turning on spiritually, they're turning on sexually. I'm just kidding, but maybe.
Are you?
I don't know. I'm not, but some people are. Anyway, that there is currently, you're seeing a lot more people get drawn to metaphysical and spiritual realms, or just evolving themselves spiritually. They're getting more metaphysically in tuned, aware, etc. You're seeing a lot of people light up right now. And I think that is because as a humanity, we're getting ready for the next stage of our evolution, our spiritual evolution. Now, as part of that, here comes the, this is me like trying to look at the bright side of things. As part of that, in order to rebuild, you have to have a lot of destruction. So I think for me, my spiritual interpretation of all of this is that there was a need for, maybe it's like that we are going to have such a huge transformation, we needed to have a huge level of destruction. So what we're going to be seeing in the next 4 years, and I mean, we're already seeing clues of it just now, as far as what's being planned, is a dismantling of our governmental structures. And that's not fun. You look very concerned, as you should be. But I mean, I think that people on both sides, I mean, certainly people on the right would say that too. That's part of the agenda, is that they don't like the way that the government is structured and they're wanting to dismantle things. That is very clear.
You know, something that I think is interesting is that, and I don't have statistics, but that people on both sides, you know, the whole spectrum has had this belief or this concept that whoever won, like people who are on the right were like, well, if Harris wins, that's going to be the destruction of the world as we know it. And people on the left are like, if Trump wins, that's the destruction of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
So there's been this
idea
pervasive, regardless of who you support politically or what your political ideologies are, that things are going to be destroyed one way or another. Because of that, I don't necessarily think that having Trump win the election is more or less necessarily of a dismantlement. I think it's going to be a harder dismantlement. And when I think about it, I think about some tarot cards, right? So the Tower card, which is the big
quintessential Tower card moment we're having here.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know, the Tower card is kind of the scariest card in the deck in a lot of ways.
It's scarier than death, to be honest.
Way scarier than
death. Way scarier than death.
Because it's total destruction of everything. And as a professional tarot reader, I like to view it as, you know, I always try to find the positive side when I'm doing a reading for somebody. So when that shows up, it's, everything it has been destroyed, is being destroyed, or will be soon, right? Everything is falling down. And that's how you can form a good foundation. You get rid of all of the stuff that isn't working and you bring in all the stuff that will work that you want to build up. I feel that Trump is like Trump's election is the tower card.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that Harris's election would have been the death card.
Yes.
And yes. Death is not about dying.
It's about transformation.
It's about transformation. It's about the end of something old, moving on to something mm-hmm. new. And it's more of a natural cycle mm-hmm. than the tower, which is kabam.
Yeah, so I think that's interesting because it's like we had this choice which way we wanted to go, right? Which kind of destruction, transformation we wanted. So mm-hmm. for me, that really tells me that the United States, perhaps the world, because the US elections have a global impact.
Absolutely.
Needed a deeper or wanted a deeper culling or destruction or change, transformation, that they just felt like there was more to root out. I mean, I think on both sides, at the very, just the surface level, I think both right and left could agree that how our government functions, when we look about Congress, I don't think anybody's really happy with it.
No.
So to really make major transformations, sometimes the destruction needs to happen. It doesn't mean I'm excited about what's to happen. I'm friggin' terrified. It's like, buckle up. We got to get ready. This is going to be pretty intense.
Yeah, and I think that we did choose as a nation. Mm-hmm. I don't think we chose right.
Yeah, well, agreed. I mean, that was my vote.
Right. Like, I don't think that we chose the path that's going to lead to... I mean, like I said, it's the tower card. Mm-hmm. We chose the path of most resistance mm-hmm. instead of least resistance mm-hmm. with making massive national, global, and local changes.
Yeah, it's going to be very disruptive.
Yeah.
And I think either side would agree to that, right? And I think it's disruption that the right side wants. I think there are so many unintended consequences that you just don't even realize. But I will mm-hmm. say sometimes those unintended consequences can be positive and sometimes they can be negative. It can go either way. That's just why I wore my coin necklace today. Hmm. Do you know? I know, like,
that looks like 100 lira.
It is. It's my Italian one. It's my Italian coin. It doesn't matter that it's an Italian coin. I just liked it. But I have a philosophy. Right?
I'd love to
hear it. You don't know about it.
I don't know about it.
You're going to hear about it. I thought maybe I talked about it. Here we go.
No.
So my kind of philosophy is a coin has two sides. Coin mm-hmm. has two sides. So everything that happens has two sides to it. It has a positive and it has a negative. Mm-hmm. So that's what I really like to try to remember when we go through things. When something negative happens, that there is, it doesn't negate the negativity or make the negativity okay, but it does mean there will be a balancing as well. So when we talk about the pandemic and COVID, like, that was awful. A lot of people were traumatized. A lot of people died. A lot of people have lasting illnesses. On the other hand, you have a lot of people that were able to really fully live in their truths, right?
Yeah.
You have a lot of technology that was developed. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of things that were created. Telemedicine, a lot of opportunities grew out of that. Both of those things happened. It doesn't mean that one makes the other right or wrong.
Yeah.
But it does mean that no matter what we go into, we can choose what results we want to focus on.
Yeah, that goes along with my philosophy. You know, there are so many people that I know and people that I don't know, but you hear it all the time, is that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I disagree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that phrase, but we've got different perspectives.
Because I don't think that everything happens for a reason. I think everything happens. It's up to us to find the meaning for that. Because saying, oh, yeah, it's this war in Ukraine has, like, there's everything has a reason. That negates all of the trauma that a lot of people are feeling. Mm. So there's a reason, like I have to find a reason for why my family died or what, you know, these other things that are horrible, these mm-hmm. horrible events. Telling somebody like, well, everything happens for a reason can really feel like you're dismissing their pain and their lived experience.
Yeah.
But saying, yeah, everything happens. And a lot of things suck. Yeah. A lot of things suck. However, it's up to us to find how to move forward from everything that mm-hmm. happens. It's up to us to find meaning and reason within that.
Yeah.
And so, yes, this election is going to lead to things happening and we can find reason for it, but that doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
No, it is not going to be easy.
No.
I think for anybody, really, except for Trump.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. It's hard to say.
We're going to find out. A segue. How this affects the woo world, I think, yeah, is another thing to kind of explore. I know, for example, like before the election, I was scouring YouTube, like, give me every prediction that Kamala's going to win. Let me look at all the astrologers. And I was like, I was messaging my friend. I'm like, don't worry about it. Because this astrologer was like, oh, Kamala's got 8 years of like glory in her career, house or whatever. Like, I'm like, it's all going to be good. It's all going to be, don't worry about it. And then it's like, and then this poor astrologer who put this together, who kept on saying, oh, Kamala's going to win. I noticed on her last video, she had to turn off the comments. She's like, yeah, ooh, a lot of people are really angry right now. Because there were a lot of predictions, you know. Well, A, I think that's what we wanted, right?
Yeah.
But also B, to that point, the decision wasn't made until the day it was made.
No. And it's interesting because, like, I knew that Trump was going to win.
Yeah, tell them why.
Why?
You told me the moon in Pluto or something.
Oh. Well, I mean, not just astrologically, okay, right?
But this is a woo channel.
Yeah, no, it was like not the moon in Pluto, because that's a moon and like a planet in a planet.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't right. So I was like, something is wrong there.
Something in Capricorn.
Pluto in Capricorn.
Knowing that was going to affect the election.
Yeah.
But just in my bones. Right. Mm. In our last episode, we talked about intuition, and it's just feeling into your gut and knowing. And I knew that Trump was going to win. And I was like, I want to hope that he's not.
So I was like, as soon as Kamala, it was like, oh, it's going to be her that we think once. Yeah, we thought that Kamala was going to be the one that was going to run. I was like, I am choosing the timeline where Kamala wins. That's what I was
sure.
Like. I was like, I am choosing the timeline that Kamala wins. Period. End of. I didn't check in with my intuition. I was just like, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. I declared it to the universe and let everybody know. And then, of course, the day that Trump, I chatted with my guys because I didn't ask them like who was going to win. I declared what my choice was and eschewed anything else. So I asked, you know, my guys came and they said, well, we never told you that you were going to get your way. We never told you that. We just, I'm like, that's what you wanted to think.
I think that there's probably a big struggle that a lot of people in who are woo, who are, you know, progressive and spiritual are struggling with right now, mm-hmm, which is that so many of us put so much mm-hmm energy and time and effort into doing whatever it is that we do to get the outcome that we wanted. People are doing spells and rituals and, you know, astrologers and people are all kind of looking into these predictions and saying, this is what I'm getting. And so there's this feeling that I know I've had, even though I knew what was going to happen, it was still like, but we still have the opportunity to affect change.
Yeah.
So I was still having this feeling of like, I was let down,
mm-hmm,
right? Like the universe took all of that energy and all of that work that all of us put into that and was like, eh.
Yeah, yeah.
And so obviously, you know, metaphysical work is not the only thing that needs to go into an election, but many people who are spiritual are also on the ground going door to door, texting people, calling people, making sure people were able to vote, all those things. And still it's this big, like, almost like a fuck you from the universe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm curious to know if that's how you felt and how you're handling that.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that popped in my mind, this wasn't about me, but it was, as I mentioned, the astrology, right? Several people in the comments put like, I don't know if I can trust astrology anymore because everybody kept on saying that this was going to happen. You know, Does it affect me that way? No, because I didn't do any, because I just chose. I just chose. Yeah. And apparently I was ignored. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do any. The image that came to me as you were talking about that is it's just like there was a river of energy pouring that direction. And so any work that was done was kind of like pouring into an already moving river. Mm. But it just, maybe the current was too strong for that. I don't know.
It's hard to say.
But as far as me, now I am different, right? We have different philosophies and approaches. So yeah. I am a little bit more of the everything happens for a reason sort of a thing. Not in a way that I want to negate people's experiences. Sure. Because having gone through really horrible, traumatic things myself, I see a greater purpose to it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have it sound like it was trite. It's trite or something, because when difficult things happen.
Right.
But I do believe that when we go through, you know, whether it's preordained or not, we can take that out. When we go through challenging situations, it becomes an opportunity for us to grow and be better. I was really optimistic when the pandemic started, because I was like, maybe this will be our chance for everybody to wake up. And that did not happen.
No.
But a lot of people did wake up.
Right.
A lot. When you look at how many people got into spirituality, it really grew during that time period. Mm-hmm. So I think even though it's not going to be this like light bulb, everything is better and shiny and we're all dancing on rainbows. I do think it is such a jarring experience that people are going to have to look at how they show up differently. I know that there are people in my life that tend to get really fearful about the news, that I've already seen a shift in them, that they've just said, you know what, it's so much for me that I can't do it and I have to pull myself out of it. So that alone right there, going from a place where I'm going to live in a state of fear to I'm being like, I cannot live in a state of fear and pulling myself out of it. Mm-hmm. It's those sorts of opportunities that I think we have when in this destructive chaos.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, and. Good improv technique.
For people who genuinely have things to fear.
Oh, absolutely.
What, I'm just curious about what your thoughts are on that. You know, particularly I'm thinking of our trans family. Yeah. And by family, I put that in the much broader context of the world as our family.
It's a good question. I am not going to say, oh, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
I don't know what's going to happen for women. Right? I mean, you've already seen some misogynistic stuff happening.
And anybody with a uterus is looking at
options.
Not having the opportunity to
practice healthcare.
That's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to be an optimist.
Yeah.
I try to navigate my life in a way like, how can I get to the good spot? Mm-hmm. But that there's no way to light up things that are really horrible and hard and tragic. I mean, it is the thing that sucks about being a human being is that it is horribly hard sometimes.
Yes.
And tragic and fucking tragic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're in right now. I mean, you look back at time periods in history and I'm like, yeah, they're really horrible. I mean, I just admit, look back at the witch trials. I'm sure that there were people being like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
What are you doing to Nurse Goofy over there? What did she do?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, but they're swept up in this, the dominant culture that was making those choices. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that we can do is really figure out how best we can navigate it. The best you can navigate it in a way that helps you stay sane and healthy and alive.
And, you know, I'm going to speak for both of us. I think that, you know, everybody who watches this, who listens to it, we support your autonomy mm-hmm. and your safety. Mm-hmm. And we will always support you no matter what your family or the government says. So if you need a little extra hug, we're hugging you.
We're hugging you.
You can email us or write a comment or whatever, and we've got your back to the best of our ability.
Yeah.
That's my we love you.
That's we love you.
Yeah.
We love us. All of us are going through this too.
We are. We're all going through this together. And I think that's something, I was listening to a podcast today on my way here, or while I was doing my makeup, I guess. And it was by, you know, this guy, I think his name is Michael Mead, and I can't remember the name of the podcast, but he was saying that in the wake of the election, that what we have to do is we have to find soul connections. Mm. And he recommended finding that in poetry, which, great.
That's your thing.
Good
for
him.
Go for it.
But I think it's important for us to all think about who are the people in our lives who are soul connections, mm. who are spiritually aligned in some way or another, or politically aligned. And that's a way to mm-hmm. not be alone. So whether you're doing that by watching our show, or whether you're doing that by going online, if you can't find human beings who are soul aligned with you because you live in a place that's red or super conservative, you know, it's still important to find ways of honoring your soul and honoring your spirit and honoring your spirituality.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. I love that. Being this is an opportunity to build connection, right? Mm-hmm. And collaboration. And the other thing that I think about too, what the opportunity is, this is a real comedy podcast we've got going on here. The other thing I think too, you know, going back to that idea that, this is, we're going through a period of destruction, mm-hmm. right? What can we think about rebuilding? Now, we're not going to be at the point where we can rebuild yet.
Right.
But what do we want to rebuild? Like maybe instead of putting our energy and intention into the destruction that's happening, maybe we look at what do we want to create? Maybe as we're looking at those soul connections, maybe you're getting in touch with the groups that are getting ready for once we bring in the next president, which I think will be a Democrat because that seems to be the way things go. That this is an opportunity to really rebuild.
Yeah.
Oh, I did get a little, I did check in with my spirit guides too. Like after the election, I was like, what the fuck? You got to talk to me. And that's when they said, yeah, we didn't tell you she was going to win. I don't want to be specific because I don't want to stir fear, but they will say, they said it will be challenging. There's challenging times ahead. I think things that we can't even guess and anticipate right now, because that's how Trump rolls. He's a little maverick. So we're not going to be able to predict it. But the one thing, and so we'll see if this is true, little Jillian's Nostradamus corner again. The information I got was that like groups are going to start, they're going to really look at the political system, particularly on the Democratic side, and what's working and what's not working. Mm-hmm. And that the person that's going to be brought forward for president for the next election is somebody who's actually kind of outside of the political norm right now today. Like in the next 4 years, he's mm-hmm. going to be kind of getting into the center of the political world, but that he's more of an outsider. He was a Hispanic man. That's what I got out of it. I don't know if this is true or not. And on top of it, like nothing is set in stone. But if it does happen, you heard it here. And if it doesn't happen, I'm just crazy. So it's okay. Don't worry about it. So I've hedged my bets. I don't take money for psychic readings, so I feel like I can say whatever I want to say.
Great.
That's my prediction.
You know, me, the tarot reader, I'm like, well, I knew this was going to happen. I didn't tell anyone, but I knew.
Exactly. You're welcome. But you know, right here, I think laughter.
Yeah.
That's what we got to find. Like, what's going to happen is going to be friggin' absurd.
Yeah.
We are in absurdo land, because it was certainly absurd last time around. It's going to ramp up this time.
Yeah, I think laughter, I think community connections, mm-hmm. And planning for the future.
Yeah.
Deciding
what do we want to build?
What are the things that you want to build up in your life? Because mm-hmm. this tower card that we're going through is relevant to our personal lives mm-hmm. all around.
Yeah.
And not just the big picture, because sometimes we can't focus on the big picture when we're really struggling with our own personal lives. Our day to day is so hard.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, what are the things that you want to bring into your life? Whether that's love, whether that's friendship, or a career that makes your heart sing, or just, you know, if you're passionate about something, whether you're, it's art yes. or archery yes. or going into the woods, just figuring out like, what are the things that make your soul yes. vibrate at a higher level?
Yes.
And how are you going to bring those into your life? Yeah. Not just in the future,
yeah,
but in the now. Present.
Drive to joy. Drive to joy. Because, you know, if you're putting all your energy into creating more joy in your life, you're going to be creating more joy in the world. If we put all of our energy into being in a place of fear and worry, that's what we're creating more of, right?
Yeah.
That's why we have the situation that we have, because on both sides, we've all been pouring so much energy into fear. Mm-hmm. Right? Both sides, different types of fear, but a lot of fear. So maybe we say, okay, well, we got this. Let's try something else.
Yeah.
Let's try joy.
I like that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's try. And again, if you're somebody who has reason and who
oh,
is
yeah.
genuinely terrified of the future and of the yeah. present, this is not to mitigate that.
No.
To dismiss that at all. It is just saying like, find the joy.
Yeah, I know somebody yeah. in my life who would want to stab me if I said that.
I mean, I know people who would want to stab you if you said that.
Yes.
Regardless of what's fair, going on fair, in the world.
Fair. And in which case, you know, because it's true. I mean, when you're in the depths of despair to be like, find your joy, it's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But the idea is, I mean, if you just step back a little bit and just go towards something that feels a little bit better.
Yeah.
Well, just, and so maybe it isn't joy. Maybe that's where you're not where you're at right now, but where can you do to just make things? And maybe that's just turning off the news, or yeah. maybe that's leaving the country, or whatever it might be that's going to help you feel a little better.
Yeah.
Go in that direction.
So prior to the results of the election, I was talking to a friend of mine who has a dog, and she was saying that she goes to the dog park with her dog, and that brings her so much joy. She just feels all of the weight of the world just goes away for her. And
nice.
She just sees dogs frolicking and having fun. She's not there to talk to human beings. Okay. She's just there to be with her dog and to witness the pure joy of dogs.
Yeah.
And she was talking to her husband about that, and he said, and she said to him, What in the world brings you that kind of feeling of just losing everything in the world, that's just being in the moment? And he said, well, gosh, that's working out for me.
Yeah, it is for a lot of people working out.
And
I wish it was that way for me.
Right. And he hadn't been going to the gym for a long time because everything was getting in the way. So she said, I will do whatever it takes to help you.
I love that.
To have that time.
That's beautiful.
Whether that's, you know, getting up early so I can be the one taking care of our kid. I want you to have that same feeling of joy.
I love that, because you've just blended through a few things, right? You talk about how can we find joy and how can we get those soul connections and that and community. So it's not only how can you find joy for yourself, how can you enable it in other people?
Yeah.
Enable joy, bitches. Enable joy.
Enable joy.
I don't know, I'm very cussy today.
That's fine. Our podcast is called Shit My Soul
Yeah,
Says.
I guess you're okay with cussing. It's in the title. That's all right.
Yeah. Also, this is a topic that's very...
Cussworthy.
Cussworthy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'll say. Good. Well, I really like that we're giving people ideas about how to kind of navigate,
yeah.
right, what's happening. I'm gonna throw one video in, too, to recommend. I'm going to put it in the show notes.
Wait. Let me guess, Lee Harris?
It is Lee Harris.
That's where Jillian's joy is.
That is where my joy is. It is where my joy is. But I will say, I recommend, and this is why I'm going to link to it, I recommend watching his November energy update. Mm-hmm. So this is his most popular thing that he does. He does this free video on YouTube where he goes through talking about the energies for the month ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he did one for November. He filmed it in October before the election.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch it until after the election. And it was like spot on as far as talking about how tumultuous the energy is going to be, about how there are going to be a lot of people migrating and moving. We're going to hear a lot about that as the month goes on, which will be in the past by the time you watch this. Mm-hmm. But the reason I pointed out, other than the fact that it just proves that he like is connected to something. And even he said also that like the decision wasn't made until the election happened. Yeah. There are really good and beautiful tips about how to take care of yourself in the storm of all of this energy. So if you tend to be somebody who is sensitive to energy, in general, the Harris is really good at helping people tune in and navigate those energies. But even just if you're, even if you're not sensitive to energies and you're getting whomped by this one, I would recommend checking out that video.
Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. Lee Harris, if you want to sponsor. I'm just kidding. He doesn't sponsor things, but.
But Lee Harris, if you want to be a guest on our show.
Yes. Yes. Just come right here. I got plenty of space for you, Lee. I have more things to say, but I'll stop. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was the lovely and exciting topic. Is it a tuna casserole now?
No.
No tuna.
No. Tuna's too divisive.
Of the election.
Tuna's way
too
divisive.
Just a potato casserole.
It's just potato.
We're putting some cheese on it. Some vegan cheese if you're vegan.
Vegan cheese that tastes good.
Yes. You're welcome. That's what we just served up for you.
A potato casserole.
With vegan cheese.
Great.
Yeah, that's what happens on the Shit My Soul Says podcast. Just shit comes out of our mouth and we roll with it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So it's time to talk about our intentions.
That's right. So last time we set intentions for ourselves. Mm-hmm.
We like to wrap up every podcast now with setting an intention.
Yeah. Do you want to go first and talk about your intentions from last time?
I guess I do because you turned it over to me.
I mean, you could turn it over to me. That's fine.
I'm okay. we did talk about it a little bit, which is I promised to talk it to my spirit guides more.
Yes.
Right. That was my intention. And clearly I did because I just told you what they told me after the election. So anyway, I will say I also said I would do spirit writing for the podcast audience. So I'll read what they said. I'm going to bring my laptop in. So you're going to have to watch me read. But I will tell you.
What. I'm excited.
Good. I'm glad. But it was funny. At the beginning, they were kind of like wanting to give me some topics. And I was like, I have my day planned right now. And they're like, you want to talk about this? I was like, nope. No. It was really interesting. Like, I don't want to talk to you. You're going to get me off my path. So that was not so successful. Because the whole idea that is just like, yeah, I'm supposed to be collaborating with them. So like, let's collaborate. It's like, no, I got a plan. My day is set. You got to talk to me tomorrow.
Okay. This is what happens when an Aries tries to collaborate. We will collaborate with my plan. You will collaborate with me.
My way. You can collaborate means you can work on what I've already decided to work on. That's how that works.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, but regardless, I have done a little bit more channeling and talking to them, etc. But let's read what they had to say.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm going to put on glasses. We're going to have a professorial experience here. Okay. So this is what I channeled on October 30th. I think the date is important because it was prior to the election.
Yeah. And also a Samhain, or Halloween, mm-hmm. which is important for people who practice the Wheel of the Year traditions.
Yeah. So there you go. Now you have a time context. Okay. So this is what they had to say. To the question as to the message we have for your audience, what fun. Yeah, that's what they said. To be able to communicate directly is something that would please us greatly. Yes. Tell your audience that each one of them is on their path.
Ooh.
Their journey, and that there is gold awaiting for them at the end of it.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that mm-hmm. already.
Yes, good. Much like the rainbow story that so many are guided by, which is interesting because we did a little rainbow energy thing at
That's
the beginning
true.
Of this.
I don't know what the rainbow story is. Oh, you mean just like gold at the end of the rainbow?
Yeah, our rainbow story. Yeah. Yeah, we have our rainbow story, humanity, or Western humanity, I guess. You are each a rainbow. Full of many colors and shades of your being. And within you, there is gold when you get to the deep nature of yourself. You have such a depth of beauty that you do not see on a day-to-day basis, though some around you can see it within you more clearly than you can see it yourself. The advice we would give is to remember that you have magic within you. Whether you know it or feel it or see it, this is something that is a divine right of each of you to be able to create your life and create your reality. And have fun doing it. Go forward into your life with joy and pleasure and happiness. It does not need to be so hard. You can create a new version of your life if you want. It simply takes will and intention, sprinkled with action to help things move forward. With this, we give our blessings.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. They say lovely things.
Thank you, Jillian's Guides.
Thank you, Jillian's Guides.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They say lovely things to me, too.
Oh, yeah, we are rainbows.
We are rainbows.
With gold in the middle.
And gold in the middle. I really like that idea that, and I think that's so true for so many of us, right? That we are so hard on ourselves. We're so judgmental. But the truth is, and I think that was even this morning, we can see in each other things, right? We see the gold in each other. Sometimes
absolutely.
When we discount ourselves. So again, going to that, back to that idea about building community and connection, like help other people find their gold.
It just feels so good. It was like Jillian's Guides just gave us all like a big metaphysical hug.
Aww.
They're all rainbows.
I like my guides. They're good peeps.
Yeah.
Whew. So that was my recap of my attention.
Wow, that was so much more exciting than mine.
Well, it's your turn now.
I mean, my intention last time was to kind of focus on my business and figure out how to incorporate my true purpose into my business and how to maybe word that. And I came up with Bup Kiss.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
But, you know, I also need to be perfectly open about this. It's that I am going through an extremely challenging time physically with a genuine disability that's wreaking havoc on my life. And so depending on the day, sometimes it's all I can do to just do the basics that I need to do to survive. So, you know, having that time to really focus on my business has been hard to find. So based on that, I'm going to go ahead and set my intention for the following amount of time, is that I'm going to give myself grace. My intention is to do what I can when I can, but ultimately to give myself the grace to take as much time as I need. That's my intention.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, things need to be born in the right time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your
intention? I know. I'm stalling. I should have figured that out. I was all set on like, I'm going to read what I wrote.
Yeah.
But now I have to have an intention.
I didn't have an intention until I talked about how I
didn't do your intention.
Is it to find your joy?
No.
No.
I've already found my joy.
I know. It's Lee Harris.
No, doing this is my joy.
This is,
Maybe I could just do that. I mean, just. But having the intention that I'm going to continue to pour energy into my business as well. And I guess just see what kind of... let's put some magic. That's what's happening. I'm putting magic in my business right now.
Ooh.
Something magical is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. That's my intention with my business. I don't know what it is. That's my intention. That's what I'm putting into the universe.
I like it.
Something beautifully magical in a beautiful, good way. Let me be specific. So let's find out.
No curses for you.
No, unless you're talking about shit and fuck. Those curses are okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But not the spell kinds.
Yes.
Yeah. Watch the next episode to see what magic happened in my business. I'm looking forward to watching that episode.
Me too.
Good. Before we wrap, we just once again want to say that we're here for you.
Yes.
Come and tune in, right? Tune in because you're going to need a breather in the next 4 months. 4 months? Well, I think the next next 4 months will be wild.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, for years.
4 years.
I wish it was only 4 months. So subscribe, right? And hit the bell so that you can, if you are on YouTube, so that you can get more of this.
Yes.
And hit like so that you can get more people to join our little fun party times we're having here. Okay, and we do have a favor to ask. We're starting this season. What do you want to hear? Please post comments below. Email us at shitmysoulsays@gmail.com to let us know what you would like to talk about, what questions you have. This is a conversation amongst not only me and Rosalie, but you as well.
Absolutely.
So talk to us.
Yay.
Talk to us. So on that note,
do your woo.
Yes, do your woo.
And tell us, what shit does your soul say?
Yes, what shit does your soul say?
Bye.